Of all the ways that we might describe what it means to be a Christian, painful is probably not the first word we would think of. And yet, this is exactly how the Bible often describes what it means to be a Christian. Jesus, for example, tells us to take up our cross, deny ourselves, and to follow him. And denying ourselves is never an easy thing to do, even when it comes to the things of this world. Paul says that we have been crucified with Christ. And of course, crucifixion is among the worst pain that we could possibly imagine. And Jesus tells us that we will suffer much for the sake of his name. Not only being excluded from the world, which is painful enough, but sometimes even physically suffering for the sake of God. Being a Christian is indeed a painful thing. It hurts to follow after God. But why is that the case? Why is it painful? It's painful, Christians, because we're still in this flesh. And as long as we are in this flesh, it will hurt to follow after God. Because as Paul tells us, there is a war going on within us. A war between our flesh and our spirit. This earthly flesh is still in bondage to sin. Not because it's evil. I mean, the body is a good gift of God. But rather because it has been so corrupted by sin that that's all that it seeks after. And that's true even after we become Christians. Our spirit is reborn, but our flesh is not. So I end up having the desire to do what God wants me to do, and at the same time, the desire to not do what God wants me to do. And it is this war, this conflict between the flesh and the spirit that makes it so painful to follow after God. So how then do we find relief? How do we get rid of this pain? Well, that's just the thing, Christians. We don't. As long as we are in this flesh, as long as we are still here on earth, the pain of being a Christian will continue. Because flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we could, of course, turn away from God. We could turn toward sin. We could stop following after him. And if we did that, then there wouldn't be any pain. Then it would actually stop. But that's only because I'd stop being a Christian. And that would also mean that I have no hope of heaven. As long as I'm still here, the pain of following after God will continue. I must take up my cross and follow him. But why would anybody do that? Why would anybody want to be a Christian? Especially knowing that it will mean pain, a pain that does not have any relief in this life. We do that, Christians, because as Paul tells us, God will give us relief. God will take the pain away. Not while I'm in this life, not while I'm in this flesh, but in the glory which is to come. As Paul says in verse 1 of our reading, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." This earthly tent that Paul is talking about here is our flesh. And this earthly tent, this flesh, is going to be destroyed. Either because it will die, because that's the result of sin, or because God is going to bring it to an end on the last day. One way or another, this flesh will end. And we know that it will. But we also know that there is another building, a heavenly one, an eternal home, a spiritual body which is to come. This flesh is going to be changed. It will be purged of all of its corruptions. It will be cleansed of all of its sin. And in the day when that happens, Christians, there will be no more pain. This war will come to an end because the old within us will be gone forever. And knowing that that's going to happen, knowing that God is going to bring our pain to an end, gives us the desire to be with Him, the desire to put on this new body, the desire to leave this old flesh behind and to be with God. Paul calls it groaning, not the groaning of pain and of sorrow, but a groaning of hope. It's a kind of holy impatience. We want it to be here already so that we can be free of this pain and serve God fully. We want it to happen right now. Because note what Paul says here in verse 4. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened. Not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. In other words, Christians, we don't desire simply to be unclothed, meaning we don't desire simply to die. Death is not the promised glory. Death is not the end of all things. Death will separate us from the flesh, yes, but death is not the goal. Our goal is the glory that will be ours on the last day, when Jesus comes to judge the world. On that day, He will raise His people from the grave and give them a new and a glorified body, so that our desire is not for death, but the fullness of what God has promised. We want Christ to come back right now. We want to have that promised glory right now, so that death would be swallowed up forever, and that we would finally be forever with the Lord. But why are we impatient? Why do we have this holy impatience? Because we know what's coming. Nobody's impatient about something they're uncertain about. I don't get impatient if I'm not sure if something is going to happen or not. I get impatient when I know something will happen and I want it to happen now. So I'm impatient because I know God is going to do this. I know He's going to give me a glorified body. I know He will give me this heavenly tent. I know that He will set me free from this pain. And that's why I groan in hope. But how do I know? Why am I so certain? Because of what God has given me. Paul says in verse 5, He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. The Spirit is the guarantee. To put it a little bit differently, the Spirit is the down payment. God has given us the Spirit to dwell within us even now. The Spirit who gives us life. The Spirit who keeps us in that life, the Spirit who even groans with us in our weakness. He is the proof that there is more to come. He is the assurance that this glory will be ours. The Spirit is kind of like the keys to the house. Jesus has gone up into heaven, and He has prepared a place for us where we will be with Him when He takes us to Himself. He's put the keys in our hand. He has given us the Spirit. We know that it is already ours, and therefore there is no doubt. We know where we're going because we have the Holy Spirit. But we're not there yet. That's why Paul says in verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. We have the keys in hand, but we've not yet moved in. We have not yet taken possession of it. We are still away from the Lord, still waiting for what is to come, which means that we are still dealing with this pain. But now we can see, Christians, how we deal with this pain. Now we can see why we put up with it. We can see why we want to do what God wants us to do, even though it hurts the flesh. Because we know that there is more to come. We know that the glory will be ours because we already have the down payment. And no matter how much we suffer for God, we know what He has prepared for us. Our pain is not pointless. Our suffering is not in vain. We will be with the Lord. Even if we have to wait a long time for it, we will certainly be with Him. And that gives us the strength to carry on. So whether we are at home or away, Christians, whether we're in this flesh or not, let us seek to do what pleases God. Because He who has given us His Son to die for us has also given us the Spirit as the guarantee. Glory waits for all who trust in Him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who has gone to prepare a place for us in glory, come and bring us to yourself, so that where you are, we may be also forever. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.